With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. When it comes to heading off a partial government shutdown at month's end, the ball is now in the Senate's court. This morning, the Republican-led House passed a GOP stopgap bill extending government funding for another 7 weeks.
Republican leaders who crafted the partisan bill aimed to set up a repeat of their funding strategy from March cut Democrats out of the talks, dare Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to force a government shutdown, and hope he will fold as he did before. But to achieve that, Republicans will have to muscle a stopgap through the House with their razor-thin majority, overcoming internal pushback from a handful of spending hawks. Speaker Mike Johnson said Thursday that he's confident the package will sail through the people's chamber without a glitch. He said, quote, "We're going to get this government funded." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Fed up with Democrat delay tactics denying the president his personnel choices, Senate Republicans have confirmed 48 Trump nominees in one fell swoop.
Republicans acted for the first time under new rules to clear a backlog of executive branch positions that had been delayed by Democrats.
On this vote, the yeas are 51 and the nays are 47, and the nominations en bloc are confirmed.
Senate Republicans moved last week to make it easier to confirm large groups of lower-level, non-judicial nominations. The new Senate rules allow Senate Republicans to move multiple nominees with a simple majority vote. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Russia continues to test the resolve of its neighbors. Estonia has summoned a Russian diplomat to protest after several Russian fighter jets entered its airspace today without permission. The foreign ministry in Estonia says that the incursion lasted for roughly 12 minutes and there's been no comment from Moscow. Wall Street, the Dow up 14 points, the Nasdaq ahead 39, the S&P 4 points higher. This is SRN News. Methodist leaders in Africa take a stand.
The UMC Africa College of Bishops meeting in Angola has reaffirmed its commitment to the biblical definition of marriage and all its precepts on human sexuality. The U.S.-based UMC leadership has embraced same-sex marriage and gay ordination. For the moment, the African bishops are remaining in the denomination. However, UMC leaders are floating the idea of a kind of regional autonomy that would allow local authority on questions of doctrine. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Unification Church, cult with significant power in several Asian nations, is once again in the spotlight. The leader of the church has been questioned by investigators over allegations that she bribed the wife of South Korea's jailed former president and a lawmaker to secure business favors. The widow of the church founder, Sung Myung-moon, may also be arrested as early as next week. The South Korean investigation follows intense scrutiny in Japan. This is SRN News. The York County, Pennsylvania DA says a stalker armed with a rifle was hiding inside his ex-girlfriend's home Wednesday afternoon when police arrived to arrest him.
They decided that they were going to go in. The door was open, and upon immediately opening the door, the actor repeatedly fired at the officers with multiple rounds from an AR-15-styled rifle with a suppressor.
York County DA Tim Barker says three officers were killed, two others wounded. The gunman was later shot dead by police. Barker says the gunman was alone in the house at the time of the attack. President Trump asking the Supreme Court for an emergency order removing Lisa Cook from the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. Earlier, a lower court denied the president's request to remove Cook. More details at SRNNews.com.